Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, we'll cover a guide to content marketing essentials, including strategies for attracting and retaining an audience.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris, and today we're tackling a challenge I see marketers struggle with constantly, creating content that actually drives results and doesn't just fill space in your marketing materials. You know what I mean. Those blog posts that get zero engagement, those social media updates that disappear into the void. Today, I'm sharing three practical strategies that will help your content actually accomplish something for your business. My first suggestion, stop trying to create content for everyone. I see too many businesses writing generic posts trying to appeal to their entire industry. Instead, pick one specific segment of your audience and solve their specific problems. For example, instead of writing about marketing tips for businesses, narrow it down to something like marketing strategies for local coffee shops with a limited budget. The more specific you get, the more your ideal audience will feel like you're speaking directly to them. And you can vary that over time so you can speak to that broader audience, but in a more meaningful way. The second idea, create content that builds on itself. Too often, marketers will jump from topic to topic, never building any real momentum. Instead, think of your content like building blocks. If you write about email marketing this week, your next piece could dive deeper into a specific aspect of email marketing. This approach not only helps you establish true expertise, but also keeps people coming back for the next installment. Finally, and this is crucial, try to have every piece of content have a clear next step. I see so many great articles that end with nothing. No suggestion for what to read next, no clear path forward. We should think of our content like a trail of breadcrumbs leading people toward working with you. Each piece should naturally guide them to either another relevant piece of content or a specific action you'd like them to take. And don't feel like that next step always has to be contact us or buy now. Sometimes the best next step is simply helping people understand what they should learn about next. I found that being genuinely helpful in guiding someone's learning journey often leads to better long-term results than always pushing for an immediate conversion. You're building trust and positioning yourself as a genuine expert, not just another company pushing for a quick sale. Now let me share something that really impacted how I think about content. Open up your analytics and look at your most popular content from the past year. Chances are it's not your newest stuff. It's probably older content that's had time to gain traction. This is why you need to regularly update and improve your existing content instead of always chasing the next new topic. Those older pieces already have authority and traffic. Make them work harder for you. That's why you'll often see sites that have an updated for the current year callout. A related powerful technique I've seen work well? Take your best performing piece of content and break it down into smaller, more focused pieces. For instance, if you have a popular guide about social media marketing, create individual deep dives into each social platform. This lets you really explore each topic thoroughly while building a network of interlinked content that keeps people engaged with you longer. Now for some homework. Pull up your content analytics and find your three most viewed pieces from the past year. Ask yourself, what specific problem does each one solve? Who exactly is it helping? And most importantly, what's the next logical piece of content those readers would want? As you answer those questions, let that guide you to what you should create next. I'll see you next time.
In this episode, we explored the essentials of content marketing, offering strategies on how to attract and retain an audience with your content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to having you join us again for our next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and keep taking practical marketing action.